This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late winter. The third week of the lambing and kidding moon, and the third week of the sun in Aquarius. Even as cold breaks up the Groundhog Day thaw, signs appear of the broader scope of the season, reminders of what to watch for and maybe what to do. When the first fly gets in your house on a warm late winter day, then opossums and skunks wander the back roads at night. When the red tips of peonies push out just a little from the ground, then blue jays are courting and wild turkeys are gathering in flocks. When red-winged blackbirds come to build their nests, then the maple sap should already be running. When the first snowdrop foliage emerges through the snow, then it's time to sprout cabbages, kale, and collards under lights. When pale winter ladybugs emerge in the warmth of sunny windowsills in the north, then yellow jessamine is blooming along the Gulf Coast, and avocados and papayas are ripening far in the south. When the first knuckles of rhubarb emerge from the ground, then it's time to plant onion sets directly in the soil and seed cold frames with spinach, radishes, and lettuce. When sparrows are courting, then that's a favorable time to cut branches of forsythia for forcing indoors. And when small brown moths appear on warmer afternoons, then ducks are looking for nesting sites. And salamanders mate at night in the slime. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the final week of late winter. In the meantime, even though the weather may be cold, the signs are telling us there's a lot to do and see.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.